since the Isle of Sua Angelica by Puccini. The Princess Angelica has had a very unhappy childhood. Her parents have died when she was a small child, and she was educated by her very strict and very cold-hearted aunt, she and her younger sister. She has never found any warmth and any love at home. Perhaps this lack of receiving love has driven her into the arms of a man who took advantage of her innocence and her loneliness. I think he may have abandoned her. This story is never told. It's only told that she had a legitimate child, and that the aunt, in a terrible fury, without any pity for the girl, without any understanding, took the child away and put her, Angelica, into a cloister where she was supposed to stay as long as she lives, to repent her sin. Angelica is for 7 years in this cloister. She has repented very bitterly, but she couldn't suppress this one desire and this one wish to know how her child is. She has written letters to the aunt, but got never an answer. She doesn't even know if the child is alive or dead. After 7 years, the aunt comes to visit her. She comes for this purpose that Angelica should sign a letter in which she gives all her possessions to her younger sister, who is going to marry, which she gladly does. But her one question, how is my child, is answered very cruelly by her aunt, who says to her the child died some years ago. This aria which we hear now is a lament of Angelica about the death of her child. She says that this child has died and never known the mother, and she has never seen really her only child. But now that the son is an angel in heaven, now he may see her, and he may look into her heart and see how much his mother have loved him without really knowing him. And on the end of the aria, she has the illusion as if in one of the stars she sees the face of her child, and she asks God to take her away from earth so that she can be united. I sang this role in the Vienna State Opera. It was the first performance in German language, and Puccini was there, and he was in all the rehearsals. It was a great experience to meet him. He was a very charming, wonderful man. After the performance, he gave me his picture with a tremendously flattering inscription. I also sing this role after he had died in a memorial performance. But we had also a very funny incident in this opera. And there is a lovely scene in which some of the nuns come home from town where they have been begging for food, and they come with a donkey. And the donkey should be white, because the donkey white and the nuns all in white outfit and it would look beautiful. But we couldn't get a white donkey. So the regisseur had the wonderful idea to powder the whole. And she really looked very convincing, very charming. But he had a long time to wait and stood behind the wings, and suddenly into a very piano music. One heard, the audience was very stunned because nobody thought of the donkey naturally. They didn't know what is the matter. Then when the donkey came out, and the audience was very amused. But as a climax, this donkey, when he came out, shook himself. And it was cloud. So it was rather difficult at this performance to make the people weep.
Oh.
an idea which consoles her. Now you are an angel in heaven, and now you can see. Now you will see how I know God. It's really with a great delight that you sit there. Give it a little push, but it looks so
Thank you.